The Lord be with you.
And with
you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Reclining at table with his disciples, Jesus was deeply troubled and testified, "Amen, amen, I say to you, one of you will betray me." The disciples looked at one another, at a loss as to whom he meant. One of his disciples, the one whom Jesus loved, was reclining at Jesus' side. So Simon Peter nodded to him to find out whom he meant. He leaned back against Jesus' chest and said to him, "Master, who is it?" Jesus answered, "It is the one to whom I hand the morsel after I have dipped it." So he dipped the morsel and took it and handed it to Judas, son of Simon the Iscariot. After Judas took the morsel, Satan entered him. So Jesus said to him, "What you are going to do, do quickly." Now none of those reclining at table realized why he had said this to him. Some thought that since Judas kept the money bag, Jesus had told him, "Buy what we need for the feast," or "to give something to the poor." So Judas took the morsel and left at once, and it was night. When he had left, Jesus said, "Now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, God will glorify him in himself, and he will glorify him at once. My children, I will be with you only a little while longer. You will look for me, and as I told the Jews, where I go, you cannot come. So now I say it to you." Simon Peter said to him, "Master, where are you going?" Jesus answered him, "Where I am going, you cannot follow me now, though you will follow me later." Peter said to him, "Master, why can I not follow you now? I will lay down my life for you." Jesus answered, "Will you lay down your life for me? Amen, amen, I say to you, the cock will not crow before you deny me three times." The Gospel of the Lord. Last night I was at a penance service at another parish, and it was so beautiful. A number of people were returning after many years, and I think every single one of them was in my line. "Father, it's been 15 years, 20 years, 25 years, 30 years, 40 years. And to give absolution, there were times where I almost began to cry, you know, at the beauty of our Lord's mercy. And some of those people, I have absolutely no doubt it'll be a huge turning point in their lives, a radical transformation. But something I noticed was not a single one of them said, "Father, forgive me, for I've received Holy Communion in a state of sin." And every single one of them were guilty of that. And I thought, what a terrible tragedy that the church in the United States has come to that point where people have absolutely no sense, most people have absolutely no sense any longer that if they're in a state of sin, they should not receive our Lord. Or you go to almost any parish in the diocese, any parish in the country, and every single person receives Holy Communion on Sunday morning, regardless of what they did Saturday night or what they've done for the last 10 years of their lives. Reading the Fathers of the Church, they pose the question, why only now did Satan enter Judas? It says Judas, Jesus gave him the morsel and Satan entered him. He said because, they say, it was because then that he ate and drank the body of our Lord unworthily. And he ate and drank condemnation upon himself. And so gave Satan access to his soul. One of these penitents last night, a relatively young woman, she was saying, "Father, I'm going to the church like I always have, and I don't understand. I don't have that closeness with our Lord that I've had in the past." And in her confession, it came out that for the last 6 months, she's been struggling with a certain serious sin. and yet continuing to receive Holy Communion. And so I took a little time to explain it to her. I said, it's like a man going out and committing adultery and then coming back and being with his wife. What more offensive thing could he do to her? And yet with our Lord, it's infinitely worse. He's not our human bride or bridegroom. He is our eternal spouse, the one for whom our soul is made. When you read the mystics of the church, so many of them speak of the special care that our Lord took with Judas, over and over again trying to show him his love, to bring him around, to convert his heart. And yet in the end, Judas still betrayed him. Yet even towards the end, the evil one could do nothing to him until he so grievously wounded our Lord by receiving him, though there was no love left in his soul for him. What our Lord wants to accomplish in our souls is so amazing. And if there is love there, how greatly he can work with us. Look at John the Baptist, the one whom Jesus loved. How did our Lord love him above the others? Because John was so open to his love. And after he receives our Lord's body and blood, what is he able to do? He has the audacity of love to lay his head on our Lord's chest, to ask him what nobody else would say, Lord, who is it? And to have absolute confidence that our Lord would respond. My brothers and sisters, may we imitate John. May we always come to the table of the Lord with hearts that are pure.